This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Hey, this is Peter Page.
Hey, how you doing? This is Scott Lowell.
Hello, this is Taya Gill. Hi, this is Michelle Clooney.
Hey, this is Hal Sparks.
Hi, this is Robert Gant.
Hi, I'm Sharon Gliss.
You are listening to The Hump Day Crew.
You're with The Hump Day Crew.
The Hump Day Crew.
The Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Club Skirts the Dynak celebrates its 20th anniversary this year from March 31st to April 4th, and we have CEO Mariah Hansen on the line. Good morning, Mariah.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well. I see you perfecting your Australian there with Hey, how are ya?
Well, you know, I'm a big Aussie lover. I actually am the proud owner of an Australian cattle dog.
Are you serious?
He's on my Facebook picture right now because it's a pet appreciation week here in the States.
That's very cool. You're almost more Australian than us, Mariah.
No, not a lot of people can say they have Australian cattle dogs.
No. Not even we do.
I don't know where you find time to walk your dog each day because you've got a big party lined up for us this year.
No kidding. And let me tell you something. He has got a lot of energy, but it prepares me for the Dyna.
Yeah, you need it because since we spoke to you last time, you've had some big names come on board.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if I'd mentioned Kesha when we talked. I think I probably hinted about it, but I'm pretty excited. She's hit number one in the States for 5 weeks, and her album, that's her single, TikTok, her album broke on January 5th, and it went straight to the number one slot, which rarely happens. And she's hovering right now at number 3 in album sales, so I'm really excited.
You had a prediction in the air, though, Mariah, didn't you, that this artist was going to be big, so naturally you booked her.
I knew she was going to take off. I've got a little formula I was telling you about, and it's definitely seems to be working, so I have no complaints.
That plus you've also got Salt and Pepper as well. It's going to be amazing.
I know. I'm so excited about Salt and Pepper. You know, for me, it's really nice because it's our 20th anniversary, and I like to think of the Dyna as a pioneering event. And Salt and Pepper were a really good fit because, I mean, they really are pioneers in the music industry for women. They were, I think, the first rap duo to go mainstream, to win a Grammy, and they've really crossed over a lot of borders and paved the way. So I'm really excited to have them. Very proud.
And they've changed the way they look as well. We were just looking at the website picture, and I showed Ginny a picture of them dressed in 1987 when I used to listen to Salt and Pepper. They look a little different, don't they, now?
No, it's pretty funny. They're a little sophisticated.
I just saw the glam pickup on the Dyna.com website of Salt and Pepper. I was like, that's not Salt and Pepper.
It's Salt and Pepper.
That's how they look today. Now, I'm curious, with both Kesha and Salt and Pepper, with Dyna being such a big thing now, are people starting to approach you and ask to be on the lineup?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
That's got to be a bit of an honor, surely, to have people coming to you. You don't have to chase them anymore.
Here's what's really cool. Well, yeah, it makes my job a lot easier, man. I'll tell you something. You have to have some thick skin to do the booking. And I actually do the booking. It's pretty tough. You know, a lot of these agencies just haven't taken the event seriously, but they do now.
One thing I was wondering about, is it all about dance parties and that kind of thing, or do you have a whole line of events there?
Oh, tons. Let me make one other point, though, about the music industry, which I think is really cool for lesbians, because, you know, they haven't taken the event that seriously, but because we're actually helping to catapult a lot of these emerging artists through that viral identification with the Dyna, where everybody's watching it, and so they're Googling the artists that we get, they're emerging, and they're helping to gain these artists so much exposure that it's pushing record sales and helping them to really catapult to a different level. And the music industry is seeing that now, which is why it is easier for me to book, but our community as a whole, it's being considered a trendsetter. And I think that's a first. It's always the guys. But now it's like they're looking at the lesbians like, wow, okay, if Kesha books this lesbian party, I bet she'll take off.
That's fantastic, Mariah. It's good that you said
it's really great for our community. I love it.
I love that you're setting a trend for girl power, too. And it's a double whammy because, you know, you're 20 years into the making with Club Skirts the Dyna, and now you're setting a trend for our community, which is fantastic.
I think so, too. Yeah. So as far as programming goes, there's tons of different things to do. So, you know, we just booked Rosie O'Donnell, and I'm really excited about that because it's the first time she'll have done stand-up in 15 years.
Wow. She must have a back catalogue of jokes to get off her chest.
That's right. And, you know, she's so A-list, so that's really great. And she actually really wants to do stand-up at the Dinah. So I'm very, very excited about that. But we're also doing stuff with No Hate Campaign on Sunday. We changed our pool party's name to Sunday Lovin' featuring No Hate. And it's the same pool party that it always is, but Adam Buska and Jeff Parsley will be there along with a slew of other photographers to photograph people with the No Hate tattoo on their cheek if they're wearing a white shirt. And then however many people want to do that, at the end of the day, we're doing a mass wide-angle photo of the entire pool party with all those tattoos on people's face, and we're sending out this No Hate photo to all our media contacts to make a statement that, yeah, we did just finish the Dinosaur Weekend, and yeah, it's a really fun party, but this year we're parting with the cause because we still want our rights.
That's fantastic, Mariah. It's good that you're jumping on board the No Hate Campaign, because I saw your pickup on your Facebook.
Well, you know, I'm on the board of Equality California, which is the organization here in Cali that's really pushing the marriage agenda. So it's really passionate to me.
Is that something that's an undertone throughout the party of still, because there is the I guess the legislation's jumping up and down in the U.S. all the time in the different states. Is there an undertone of that throughout the party?
An undercurrent in the sense that I think our community feels so passionate about this particular issue, and especially here in California because we're a pivotal state. Once we win, it's going to be like a domino effect for other states. So it's part of the reason that defeat's so heartbreaking for us. But they're partying. It's still the Dinah, but I think that people feel a little bit differently about everything that they're doing right now because we're just reminded every day that we're treated like second-class citizens. So I think as a community, we are parting with a cause a lot more than we ever have.
Now, Mariah, on a lighter note, last time we caught up, you spoke about the Pussycat Dolls singing Don't You Wish Your Girlfriend Was Hot Like Me to a group of lesbians. You tortured them clearly in that party. Now you wish to torture them again with the Paradiso Girl. I haven't tortured them enough.
No. No, not at all. I love torture. If you go on Gloria Biddle's Facebook site, you'll see pictures of the group of us on the sweet cruise. We were in, I forget what island we were on, but where the man ruins were, and we're sacrificing people on the rock on top of the man ruins. We're crazy out here in Cali.
You are.
Yeah.
Talking about the party in Cali, have you ever thought about taking the party elsewhere around America or elsewhere around the world one day?
No, I haven't, but I would be happy to join up with any promoters in different parts of the world or states and help them, but I'm a really strict advocate in promoters staying out of other promoters' territories.
Just know, Mariah, if you do come to Australia, please bring your Pussycat Dolls with you, and you'll make lots of friends, especially me.
I will bring the Pussycat Dolls, and, you know, I'm actually good friends with their manager, so who's also the manager of the Paradiso Girls, so I'll talk him into that. We'll bring the Pussycat Dolls to Australia. Can I bring my dog?
You can bring your dog. Your dog would fit right in.
All right, good deal. So apparently a lot of Aussies are coming this year.
Yes, we're trying to get a whole shipment of girls over. I know I'll be coming next year with a group.
Well, listen, here's, you know, they've got to get on the right website, though, because I've already talked to some Aussie girls that thought they were going to my event and signed up for the wrong site. So it's thedinah.com.
Okay, so hear that, Aussie girls, thedinah.com.
No, it's okay. It's just I don't want anybody flying halfway across the world to end up getting something they didn't expect.
Exactly. Mariah Hanson, thank you very much for your time this morning. It's been a pleasure having you on our show again. We look forward to the next update of the Dinah, what's going to be happening, because you seem to have so much more in store.
Absolutely, and great talking to you guys, and looking forward to definitely all the Aussie girls to come say hi to me when you get there. I'm really excited because there's no party like a party with the Australians. You guys really know how to have a good time.
Hey, this is Anastasia, and you are listening to the Hump Day Crew. That is right on Joy 94.9.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.